It's Friday, the 27th of June, and I'm Tonataka Villa with your 1 p.m. news. Large parts of the country have been experiencing colder weather, with some parts reaching freezing point and others rain. We asked Odilo Khobetsi from the Met Office what we can expect over the weekend.
We are expecting very cold conditions in the south. Temperatures will go below freezing level over the southern part, the central, as well as over the eastern part of the country. We are expecting this cold mass to remain. For the north, temperatures will become mild to warm, temperatures in the range of 20 degrees Celsius. Only going up to 23 degrees Celsius. So the coastal regions should expect fog patches during the course of the day, mild to warm, but cold in the south, and we should expect a significant well to remain over the southern part, foggy conditions.
Letsego Holdings Namibia says its $260 million social bond is driving financial inclusion, aligning with United Nations goals like poverty reduction and gender equality. Launched in May, the bond has been independently verified for transparency, with plans to expand its impact nationwide. He is communication manager at Letsego Holdings Namibia, Ongame Mutorwa.
We are proud to report that the fully allocated social bond has financed 7,488 productive loans, with 86.3% supporting individuals earning less than 7,500 monthly to Namibia's ultra-low income segment. This statistic represents real progress in addressing Namibia's financial inclusion challenges.
South Africa's International Relations and Cooperation Minister Ronald Lamola has warned that the current global dynamics and state rivalries are fueling fragmentation, with economic decoupling and proxy conflicts undermining global stability. He was addressing a high-level session during the third G20 Sherpa meeting in Northwest.
According to the OECD State of Fragility 2025 Assessment Report, the number of armed conflict is at its highest level since Cold War, with state-based conflicts including proxy wars, civil wars, coups, rankings as the top global risk for 2025. These international competition dynamics are exacerbating fragility in vulnerable regions.
Angola says it won't be seeking a loan from the International Monetary Fund, at least for now. According to Bloomberg, the decision comes as the oil-rich country benefits from rising crude prices, with Brent oil trading at $68 per barrel. Angola relies on oil for over 90% of its export income and is covering most of its 2025 financial needs through spending cuts. And Canada's Parliament has passed the One Canadian Economy Act, which aims to remove trade barriers, expedite nation-building projects, and unleash economic growth. The legislation is seen as a measure to counter U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs. Here's Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney with more.
This is what unlocks the potential of our country. This is what makes us different from the United States. This is what will make us more independent from the United States. This is what's going to move us forward, all coming together in a broad range of nation-building projects. This bill unlocks that.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.